Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. That would be America. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
7 past the hour.
Ain't out of reach.
This is What's on Your Mind. That's the name of the show, because we want to know what's on your mind.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
Boy, oh boy, the texts are rolling in from South Dakota today. How about that? We love our South Dakota listeners, North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, wherever you're listening on Flag East or West. We got you covered right here on the program. We are headed for Rapid City, South Dakota after the show today. I see Governor Kristi Noem is on Newsmax right now talking about President Trump coming to the rally, and Newsmax is covering the event.
She was on with Kilmeade earlier this morning, too. I looked up, saw her on the monitor there.
Love it. She's going to be on with us.
She's easy on the eyes.
Later this morning.
Just saying.
Can you say that?
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
So if your wife is listening right now.
Oh, she would be fine with that.
She'd be fine with you saying she's easy on the eyes.
Yes, she's very easy on the eyes.
She's an attractive woman.
That's my way of just saying she's easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
And a lovely personality and a great heart.
I was going to say, I consider her beautiful inside and out.
Oh, no question.
She just is the real deal. And I've gotten to know her over the years, and first as a member of Congress for South Dakota and then as a governor, and really, really, really appreciate her tenacity. And, you know, there's this vitriol towards her that I just don't understand. Some of it even comes from the
Republican
legislature in South Dakota. I don't understand. It's like they're jealous of her or something.
It's truth. Again, you can't handle the truth. Truth hurts. Hate speech. Blah, blah, blah. That's it. I mean, all she ever does is tell those like her. Just tell them the truth. Sorry if you're bothered by that.
Yeah, I'm a fan. And, by the way, she has also embarked on this campaign to recruit people to South Dakota that I understand is working wonders. It's really, really doing well. And I've heard the largest share of people that have moved to South Dakota have come from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Which shouldn't surprise
you. I told you about my friend Paul. He had a multimillion-dollar business in the Twin Cities, heating and plumbing, HVAC and plumbing business. Blue Ox and Paul Bunyan, and handed the keys to his kids, said, "We're done. I'm heading to the Black Hills." He moved out to by where we're going to be, by Rapid. I have to see if he's going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's sad for Minnesota.
That's what I'm saying. 20,000 plus people the last year. Businesses are leaving. Businesses are running.
They are. And have you heard, there's a couple of new ads out, and I have them, so we'll play them for you. But they're really, really good. First time I saw them, just like, it's her being the dentist, her being the welder. What's the other one? They're really
electrician.
Good.
Electrician. The lights come on, yeah.
Really good ads. Anyway, we have them all here, so we can play a few of those for you. We'll talk with her about that, about President Trump's visit. And I want to ask her a little bit, too, about advocating for landowners. She is an advocate for landowners. I'm an advocate for landowners. I'm an advocate for all of the above energy. And right now we've got a chunk of landowners who want to add all of the above energy to CO2 management. In other words, oil, coal, gas, wind, everything. Hydro, all of the above. Everything you have, use it. Use those resources to generate power. Why not? All of the above. That's the best solution. Unfortunately, most of the Al Gore types, John Kerry types, Joe Biden types, they are for picking and choosing winners and destroying other industries. And thankfully, during the Trump administration, something called 45Q came to be. It's tax policy and allows some incentive for people to look at CO2 options. The reason it started in the Trump administration was because they have a solid policy of American energy dominance. And we had American energy dominance started down the track in the Trump administration, and Biden undid it on day one. So I consider it a little bit of a game of chess that it is, in fact, in the infrastructure bill, the bipartisan infrastructure bill, I might add, that 45Q is a part of, because it is, after all, the infrastructure. That's true. Pipelines are infrastructure, just like roads, bridges. That's infrastructure. That's real infrastructure, not their goofy, utopian, crazy stuff. So I think we're beating them at their own game, but don't tell them. Just kind of keep that quiet. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. Somebody said, ask Governor Noem if she's going to be sending more troops to the border. I think I just heard they're sending some troops down there to the border. I know North Dakota has troops down there. We can certainly add that to the list. Any other questions you have for her, let us know. 701-271-1100. And by the way, speaking of special guests, it is not yet confirmed, but we are in talks with the office of the 45th President, Donald Trump, and his team, Jason Miller and others, about an interview with the president while he's on the ground in South Dakota. So if that happens, what should we ask him? What do you most want to know from Donald Trump? Because I want to ask your questions, not my questions. I want yours. Call us up at 701-271-1100 or text us at 701-237-1590.
I, on the other hand, have mine already, so you're good.
You have your questions?
If I get one, I want.
What would it be?
I don't want to ask him anything about the attacks or anything like that. I want to know more about the guy. What do you do when you're not fighting like a madman against 1,000 lawsuits and stuff? I mean, how do you unwind? I know you're playing golf here. What's a great day for you that's not involving any of this? Is going to be my first question.
He, I don't think sleeps.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't very much. Like 5 hours a night, 6 hours at the most.
Yeah, no. Here is what his son, Donald Trump Jr., told me. I was lucky enough to be at a dinner with him when he was campaigning for Senator Kevin Cramer. And my question was for him: does your dad sleep? Because at that time, you know, tweets are coming out at all hours of the morning and everything else. And he said 4 hours max, sometimes less. Things going on. Who can operate on 4 hours of sleep a night? I don't think that's like subhuman. 4 hours a night is sleep.
Yeah, that's alien kind of thing. You're going to need more.
Yeah, and then have I done it? Yeah, but I usually am, you know, half in a fog the next day and got to sleep,
right.
10
yeah.
the next day to exactly. sort of feel like I'm back to center. That's just unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Don Jr. told a story about when he first came into the company, the first week he was just like a ragdoll, beat, right, after the first mm-hmm. week going at that pace with yep. his dad. And so he headed for Long Island, headed for the beach, and, the beach house for Saturday, going to relax, right? 6 a.m. Saturday, he's awakened by a phone, and it's the president saying, where are you? He said, well, I'm on at the beach house. He said, we work Saturdays. I'm in the office. Get in here. Hung up the phone. Love that story. Absolutely love it. All right, here's a couple of texts to get things going. And by the way, anything welcome today you want to talk about, 701-271-1100. All right? God's CO2 pipeline has been working for billions of years on his green earth. People who try to play God usually suffer consequences. Well, let's play this out a little bit. All right? The premise is, leave CO2 alone, don't do anything with it, it's God's deal. There is oil in rock down with a bunch of dead leaves miles below the surface, way below. We retrieve that oil because of American ingenuity, fracking combined with horizontal drilling. If I'm going to subscribe to your argument, I'm going to say, God put the oil down there with the dead leaves for a reason. Don't use it. Don't do it. The other point I'd make to this listener is that, let's say that there's 100% CO2 God-made, as you say. Then there is a sliver that is man-made CO2 generated by an ethanol plant, as an example. These projects take a sliver of the smaller pot of man-made CO2. So CO2 isn't going away. I just think there's so much misinformation out there about this. I really do. And it's just something I think we need to have a conversation about, neighbor to neighbor. You know what I mean? Not shout at anybody, not yell at anybody, not this person's right, this person's wrong. Just talk this through. I appreciate the passion of people on this issue, but I really think we just need to step back and kind of really understand the project, what's behind it. There's so much rhetoric out there about it. It's whipped up a lot of people, I believe, needlessly. More on What's on Your Mind after this. I have a first question for President Trump from a listener and others. Welcome, 271-1100. These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA. PetroServe
USA. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would you ask Donald Trump?
Once I thought that love was something.
Kevin and I are on our way to South Dakota. We're going to go see the guy. Rapid City, South Dakota tomorrow night. Big event. Newsmax is covering it for sure. I don't know who else will be covering it, but it'll be live on Newsmax, so you can watch it there.
Well, we're covering it.
So, and we're covering it.
Yeah. A-team's on the job.
Exactly,
so
right. And our coverage starts at 6 a.m. They just turn on the cameras when Trump walks in the room, right? We're We'll give you the whole deal there for crying out loud. So,
you know, I'm excited. We were at the one in Minneapolis. My metric is just, I mean, I've been seeing the footage of where he's been on these rallies leading up to this, but just to see, you know, if it's still there, and I'm pretty sure it is.
It's going to be interesting. Here's a question from someone in the audience. President Trump, did you or will you bankrupt the United States? Will we ever be a constitutional republic again? Did you or will you bankrupt the United States?
Well, he didn't. We're not bankrupt yet. But and not just him. We've certainly amassed a bit of debt.
And the whole key to debt is having a growing economy to be able to pay off the debt. And that's what Biden has destroyed. Trump had a growing economy. But our
debt, a point to that,
our
for
debt,
sure.
Our debt is a Republican, Democrat, Independent, everybody issue. It's a mess, and more people ought to talk about it. Hey, Mark and Kindred, you're next on What's on Your Line. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Kevin, how are you doing this morning? Good to
talk
to you.
Good. Good to talk to you.
I heard you talk last few days. Yeah, I heard you talk a few days about the CO2 pipeline, and I just wondered if y'all heard a story about the one in Mississippi that had blew up and caused a lot of trouble. The kids, you know, like 200 people, I think, in emergency rooms or whatever, because when the pipeline exploded, you know, all the people dropped and the cars stopped because of the, you know, they have to have oxygen to run, and people was passing out in their cars and having seizures and everything. And so I wonder if y'all heard anything about that, and what you think about that? Say that right now there's only a couple thousand miles, 22,000 miles, but they said in the near future it could be like 65,000 miles of this carbon. And what they could do about that if, you know, they're going to blow up and they're not communicating with each other, and how, about through these news stories, and what one person that one place that built them and another that and they didn't even say, hey, they didn't even know about the explosion, you know, and what went wrong. And so they're not communicating with each other even on it.
Well,
have y'all heard anything about them exploding?
I have, Mark, but the unfortunate truth of the matter is, and I say it's unfortunate because people say the Mississippi pipeline was a CO2 pipeline. There was CO2 in it, but there was also a flammable, and I forget the actual chemical, but it is apples and oranges. What is happening and proposed for the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline is only CO2. And if it releases, if it's something, it doesn't explode. CO2 doesn't explode. So the Mississippi story is apples and oranges. Now, everybody wants to know the pipeline's safe, obviously. And arguments are made against pipelines all the time. We saw that with the Dakota Access Pipeline. Oh, it's going to affect the water. Oh, it's going to do this. There are 30,000 miles of pipeline under North Dakota right now. There's a pipeline under you where you're standing right now, no doubt. And by the way, it's refined product, the fuel, which could explode. It is natural gas, which could explode. It's all kinds of things. We have perfected this, so the safest mode of transport of these fuels and gases is pipelines. And what worries me most about this debate about the Summit Carbon Solutions Project specifically, because that's been the one in North Dakota, South Dakota, there's two of them. There's a Navigator, and then there's a Summit Carbon Solutions issue. And the thing that scares me is that we have a growing voice of people. It's not a majority, but it is a minority that's very loud, that are anti-pipeline, that are using Mississippi to scare people. And we can't do that, or we're going to stunt the growth of not only energy, but also agriculture. Did you know that, Mark, about the Mississippi pipeline?
I did not. So thanks for clearing that up for me. I appreciate it. I just got a little worried after I did read it and been talking about it. So I appreciate you clearing that up for me, Scott. I didn't know you mentioned that in the article.
Well, the article that I brought up just to search a couple of things, it said instead of they're using the word ruptured, not exploded. So it ruptured. It spilled 31,000 barrels of CO2. I thought CO2 was a gas.
It goes in the air. It makes plants grow. I mean, it doesn't.
So it's in a. It was in a barrel, though. But yeah, residents sent to the hospital. Yeah, they had quite like 30, 40 people bad CO2 poisoning. Yeah, a little bit, but nobody died. But yeah.
By the way, what was in the pipeline?
Well, so the rupture.
CO2.
No, it was CO2 and something else. That's what
it doesn't say anything other than that. It just says carbon dioxide pipeline company 3 years after it ruptured in the lower Mississippi. About 40 people hospital treatment, more than 300 evacuated. Danbury Gulf Coast Pipeline.
Well, let me be still my heart. We've got a news article that doesn't have the full context of the story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find somebody from Mississippi that can give us the real scoop on that, because it was not just CO2.
It just made it scary when you can't escape, you know, in your car or whatever. You know, it just stops right in the middle because you need the oxygen. And so all that carbon dioxide there, they couldn't even get up their car. So that made it a little bit worrisome.
No,
anyway, thank you.
Hey, Mark, one more thing. Did you know there's two CO2 pipelines operating right now in North Dakota?
No, sir.
Yes, there's two of them. One on the newer side down in Bowman County takes CO2 to Wyoming for enhanced oil recovery. And the Dakota gasification plant sends CO2 to Canada for enhanced oil recovery. Two pipelines. That one's operated for decades. No issues. Pipelines fail at a rate far lower than planes crash and cars crash. So if you're laying awake at night saying, I'm worried about this pipeline and it's going to hurt me, then you should not drive a car and you should not fly in an airplane and go see grandma in you know, Florida. Because statistically, it is the safest transport of these fuels and gases. It just is. So I really appreciate you raising an issue, because that one's come up a lot, and I didn't know at first either. I'm like, well, what happened in Mississippi? And then I learned that it wasn't just CO2. There was something else, and I can't remember what it was. I'll find out. But thanks for the call, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good day. All right, let's see if we have some more questions for Donald Trump. 701-271-1100 is the telephone number. Texter says, you should look into this Patriot Front lawsuit. They are apparently a white supremacist group, although all they have done is vandalism. They're being sued in Fargo for intimidating people with their graffiti. What about BLM? People were charged for removing or damaging their graffiti. What's going on in this country? Got to look into that.
I haven't heard much about that.
Yeah, just,
but I will.
It just happened. And we'll put it on the radar. Always appreciate your tips on future programs. Hey, Scott, if you're allowed the privilege of interviewing President Trump, ask this listener, please ask him how he will find staff members that he can trust. There are millions of us business owners that would love to get in and clean house in these wasteful departments. Would he be able to bring in Mark Levin as his attorney general is the second question. Those are good questions.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be really good.
There you go.
Mark Levin, if you don't know,
love it,
was chief of staff to Ed Meese, one of the great attorney generals in the Reagan administration. And helped select, by the way, some of the best Supreme Court justices to this day.
Thanks, great legal mind.
Thanks, Scalia. You know, think Antonin Scalia. That's the kind of judges that he was out there to get. Great legal mind is right. All right, we'll get to some of these texts, more of your calls. When we come back, and we're also going to talk about the reconstruction of today's forgotten communities. Who are these communities? What can we do about it? A top advisor to President Donald Trump has wrote a book about this, Jerron Smith. And a number of roles, actually, in the White House. We'll talk with him when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. As the pandemic has been over for nearly 2 years, a new push for COVID masking is back. Montgomery County, Maryland is requiring all students to wear a mask in school. Former White House COVID advisor Dr. Scott Atlas on Fox News last night says science proves masks don't work.
There is no deadly pandemic present. There hasn't been now for a couple years. Number two, there is no public health emergency. So therefore, there should never be an emergency use authorization for some kind of experimental drug, which we're about to see. And third point, which is more specifically about masks here. Masks do not work, period. That's the science. That's all the data.
Longtime Price is Right host Bob Barker died of Alzheimer's disease, according to his death certificate, which was obtained by many media outlets. Lance Pry, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
On your mind, cranking up for a Wednesday, brought to you by MyPillow. The deals are on. Get a wedding yet this summer, fall? Maybe kids getting settled in new dorm rooms? Anniversary gift, birthday gift? Give the gift of MyPillow. I'm telling you what, and get some great deals too. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, $29.99 right now on those slippers. It used to be $100. And the towels are back, and a whole bundle, $39.98, great deal there. MyPillow.com or promo code SCOTT for MyPillow. This texter says, hey, I want to say I'm grateful to have you guys to listen to every day. It's amazing how hard you work. If I didn't have you guys to listen to, I'd be out of my mind wondering what's going on in this country. But you give us all the information, and you're just amazing.
Oh, thank right you. Back at you.
Holy buckets, is that a nice little note there, huh? I love that. Thank you very much.
Love you more.
One other text before we get to our guest says, I saw Ron DeSantis, an ad last night for Ron DeSantis, where Ron said that he would use deadly force against anyone illegally crossing the border into the U.S. That is the best and most original thing I've heard Ron say. If you get a chance to ask President Trump tomorrow a question, ask him if he will also consider using deadly force at the border. That, along with a wall, may be the only way to stop the invasion. Biden should be tried for treason for opening it wide open, but that will never happen. We love your feedback on What's on Your Mind. It's called What's on Your Mind for a reason. 701-271-1100 to call us, or you can text us at 237-1590. Our next guest I had the pleasure of interviewing while I was in the White House, actually, for a special broadcast, Jerron Smith. Got to know him a little bit there and his good work. And I considered him one of the rock stars, honestly, of the President Trump administration. That you didn't necessarily hear about, wasn't a household name, but was doing so much good work behind the scenes. And he served several roles in the White House as a top assistant to President Donald Trump. He's written a new book now called Underserved, Harnessing the Principles of Lincoln's Vision for Reconstruction for Today's Forgotten Communities. Mr. Jerron Smith, back with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Jerron?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Yeah, fantastic. Glad to have you. So explain to folks what you did in the White House, Jerron. What was your mission?
So my mission was to help revitalize underserved communities. I started off as director of urban affairs and revitalization policy, then became a special assistant for domestic policy, spent some time doing legislative affairs work and negotiations on behalf of the president, and ultimately I ended up becoming the deputy director of domestic policy.
In that policy realm that you're talking about, what do you consider the greatest accomplishment during the Trump years?
Well, there was many. I think a robust economy was probably the most important piece, you know, through his deregulatory agenda and passing tax reform. Within tax reform, there was a provision that I negotiated into the tax bill that created opportunity zones, which is low income census tracts, and creating some tax incentives on capital gains forgiveness for investors that invest in those low income census tracts. So they were receiving $50 billion worth of investment in low income areas all across the country. But I also think the way that President Trump negotiated into law the First Step Act, which reformed our prison system, has also contributed to public safety. And it's the best way to kind of remodel or reform our criminal justice system.
And tell us, the book, as I mentioned, is talking about the reconstruction for today's forgotten communities. Who are, you know, give me an example of a forgotten community.
So you have places that have been historically underserved, like, you know, poor parts of Appalachia, urban areas in places like Detroit, Cleveland, and New York. Almost every locality have areas of their state which is low income, and it has had a hard time being economically mobile because of some of the past policies. What we wrote was the economic empowerment piece that Lincoln wanted to focus on for poor whites and on poor blacks never got to come into fruition because he died. And it wasn't until we had a president like President Trump who had a specific focus on underserved communities and had historically been forgotten and were able to kind of close the wage gap and start kind of creating more jobs through the America First agenda. And so that's who we're talking about when we're alluding to forgotten communities.
And how do you turn that around? You know, I think, by the way, you're touching on something that people just see on their television screens all the time. I mean, whether it be the, you know, walk the streets of San Francisco. I have had a daughter there. Thankfully, she's moved to New York City, and it's not much better there. But it's you weep openly for the fact that these cities, many of them run by Democratic mayors, are just so poorly run. Show me this shining city on a hill that is one of these communities. What's the fix, Jaron?
So what we're advocating in the book is a holistic strategy and being very intentional about creating outcomes from the get-go. And it's not just a centralized government approach that takes a solution to bring us to fruition. It's a public-private partnership where we have to kind of leverage the free markets in order to empower people. But when we look at holistically public safety, like you mentioned, it's a key pillar to getting economic development. But we also know that in creating public safety, you need jobs, you need opportunities, you need access to education. And so what we recommend is using a strategy similar to what the Trump administration used, where we look at all the different factors and bring together the right partners that can actually create outcomes and being very intentional about revitalizing those communities. A good case in point is the city of Miami. The city of Miami has the lowest crime rate that it's ever had in the last 40 or 50 years, though their population has grown and their unemployment numbers have shrunk. At the same time that they cut taxes and also cut their budget. And so that's the unique opportunity of a Republican mayor kind of working in a free market way to empower the community.
If you had a magic wand, what would you do? Is it go back to the large percentage of fatherless homes, children being born out of wedlock? What root cause problem would you fix first with a magic wand?
That is certainly one of them. That broken families have a huge correlation, especially with not having fathers in the home, with children who are end up more likely to kind of be poor or in our criminal justice system. And we certainly want to deal with the trauma that's related to having a broken household. That also contributes to things like substance addiction or even the emotional trauma that may come from, you know, abuse of some form, whether it's sexual, mental, or physical abuse. That's a core element that's driving violent crime all across the country, that you have communities that have systemic trauma from having these broken households. And so I think certainly putting an investment in that, that's something that we talk about in the book on creating that mental health infrastructure. It's also something that we think that civil society, like churches, can play a huge role in bringing back communities that can undergird those times when you don't have two parents in the household.
How about homelessness? Why do we have the homeless situation that we have now in this country? What's the root cause there?
Well, it's a number of different things. We have certain programs that exist that are focused on housing first, and so there's no accountability with dealing with whatever breakdown that may have led to someone being homeless. For example, there's no accountability if a person has a substance abuse issue or if a person has a mental health issue. The whole priority is just putting them in the house or temporary housing without trying to help them get on their feet, which is why we think that having a new infrastructure of opportunity with civil society, the private sector leading, churches and stuff leading the way, because unlike the government, these kind of sacred institutions have a heart for trying to deal with people and helping to change the human heart so they can be their best self. The breakdown of some of those historic institutions doing this work, and then also some of the laws that are put in place don't create that infrastructure to help people kind of bounce back if they have a mental health crisis or they're dealing with issues related to substance abuse or trauma.
You mentioned Miami earlier. Any other examples where best practices have really turned the corner on these forgotten communities?
I mean, honestly, you're looking at a lot of our urban areas. There's not a lot of Republican mayors in major metropolitan areas, which is why we're not seeing that seasoned, holistic approach towards revitalizing those communities. You're kind of seeing the status quo. But what I think is with these conservative governors, they're looking at nuanced ways to work with the private sector to create better communities. And so you're seeing robust states like Tennessee and Texas that have kind of taken the football, for lack of a better word, and created an environment where people want to move there because they know it's an opportunity, and they also know there's less crime. But even within those states, they're still dealing with high crime in some of the urban areas and lack of accountability from those Democratic mayors. And so these are something that I think conservatives could argue to compete to do some of that work, which is why we wrote the book Underserved, to make the case that Republicans can lead on this issue and Democrats could support some of these free market solutions.
Let's hope so. It's a great idea. Lincoln's vision. What would Lincoln do? Yeah, solve this problem.
Well, I think first of all, it's being very intentional. You got to look at the problem where it's at, which is why we think that President Trump was really smart off the bat when he ran his first campaign. He talked about jobs. He talked about closing the border wall because he knew it was really simple. We was having issues with illegal drugs and people who were coming here to commit crimes, and we needed to kind of fix that by building the wall. He also knew that in order to kind of make America great again, we needed to kind of undergird ourselves with making American products and having that American-made persona back. And creating more jobs here in the country.
Well, we miss good policy folks like you within the administration doing great things, and good luck on the book. Thanks for the time today, Jeron.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Jerron Smith. The book is called Underserved.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. And I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've heard about hyperbaric oxygen treatments from Swanson Hyperbarics in Fargo. We've talked about it since the day they opened and before, just in the value of that treatment. Well, now is your chance to learn more about how you can start your journey to healing. Swanson Hyperbarics, along with Everest Regenerative Medicine, is hosting a free event, Fall Fast, on Saturday, September 23rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get that on your calendar for Saturday the 23rd, 11 to 2. I mean, there's fun and games, so you can bring the kids, there's music, all kinds of things, but tour the clinic, meet the staff, sign up to win prizes, and just learn more about this. They're three blocks south of 32nd Avenue South on 25th Street South, right next to the Casey's Convenience Store, 3541 25th Street South, Fargo, Saturday, September 23rd for Fall Fest. We're broadcasting live for there, and we're looking forward to that as well. So I invite you to take that in. So Joe Biden's back on the mask kick, but that's for you and me, not for thee. Listen to this.
As I've said in the last 2 years, please wear a mask. If you're in a, you know, I think it's part of your patriotic duties.
I've been tested. That's part of your patriotic duty, right?
Oh, that's it.
And that was him.
That's what it is.
That was him in January of 2022, but here's him yesterday.
Again today, I'm clear across the board. But they keep telling me because this has to be 10 days or something, I got to keep wearing it. But don't tell them I didn't have it on when I walked in.
Okay, so, you know, you wear a mask, but I won't.
Don't tell who.
He's saying it to a room full of people in the media. You know,
you're the president of the United States. I'll do what I want, when I want, where I want.
It's
okay?
Unbelievable. I don't know if you missed this, but he abruptly walked out of the Medal of Honor ceremony.
Oh, I know.
Yesterday.
What was the deal with that?
It was so weird. Left the guy on the stage looking like, well, where do I go? They're clapping for the guy standing all up on the stage. He's leaving the room. And guess what they're saying the reason for that is?
I know it could be anything. Pudding was his dinner
COVID.
Was ready.
COVID.
Oh, beautiful.
COVID was the reason he had to leave. I don't know.
Of course it was.
Because he was about to sneeze. He's going to get some COVID on somebody when he doesn't have it. Oh my gosh. You can't make it up.
It's seriously like a circus. It's like the blind leading the blind and no one's telling anybody anything. Wow.
Say, if you can flip over to Newsmax, Governor Doug Burgum is chatting with the folks at Newsmax right now.
Oh, yeah.
Find out maybe where he's at on getting on the debate stage for round number two. In the meantime, some of your comments, welcome at 701-271-1100 or by text 701-237-1590. Governor Kristi Noem coming up, ladies and gentlemen. A little later on in the show today, John Hinderrocker will join us, too, from the Center of the American Experiment, get the latest on what Minnesota is doing about this SRO in schools debacle caused by them. So looking forward to those conversations coming up. This listener says there should be no illegals that are homeless. Bleeding heart liberal Democrats should be taking these people into their homes and supporting them. Yeah. One of those maybe is the mayor of New York City. Mayor
Adams. Oh, yeah.
Mayor Adams. Yeah. Because he's saying New York is not going to be New York anymore because of the sanctuary city. And says illegal immigrants are flooding in because of the self-proclaimed sanctuary.
Yeah.
And the city we knew we're about to lose. That's a quote from him today from the New York Post. What's the governor talking about? You find him?
No, I'm trying to find this guide here thing.
Oh, it's just a couple channels up from Fox. Oh, it's actually 712 is Newsmax. 713.
I'm in the wrong range.
Just dial up 713.
Gotcha.
I think we missed it now anyway. I think they might be done. Let's see here what else we have for you. The illegals don't have to wear masks, so I'm not going to, says another listener. Again.
That's perfect.
I think this is a little known fact, but we here in North Dakota proved masks don't make a difference in preventing COVID. You had a school, Fargo Public Schools, that was 100% woke, mandatory. You must wear that mask. We don't care what it costs to, what it does to the impact of education. Must wear a mask. West Fargo, they embraced freedom. They said it is optional. If you feel more comfortable wearing one. And if you don't, you don't. The vast majority did not. Guess who had higher rates of COVID? The masked up wokesters at Fargo Public Schools. The debate is over. It's over. It's done. Put a fork in it. We're not going there. Absolutely not. Ben in Rolog, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, there's two problems. First, Joe can do anything he wants because we live in a Marxist country now. That happened when he took over. Second, the House of Representatives and our senators, I don't think, realize it. So we're in a little bit of trouble there.
I don't think
they realize that it's been taken over.
Look at our judicial system.
We got people getting put in prison for 20 years, 30 years. Hey, they weren't even there on January 6th. That's what Marxist countries do.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It can be changed, maybe, but the guy's got to realize it.
I don't think we're a Marxist country yet.
I think there's people. Throw that in.
I think there's people in this country that want us to embrace Marxism. I think there's no doubt. I think when you talk about a judiciary, look at the Supreme Court. That's not Marxist.
Yeah, but Scott, look at the judicial. Look at the Democrats. look at the press, look at our institutions. These colleges are a disgrace what they're doing. This is what Marxism is.
I am agreeing with you that what you've described is Marxist. I don't think that makes us a Marxist country. I think we still are fighting on that front to make sure we don't go down that path. That's all I'm saying, Ben. I think every alarm bell you've raised is 100% accurate. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate the call. A lot of wisdom out there in Rolog. That probably came from the coffee clutch this morning, I bet.
A little wisdom at the diner.
We're getting a lot of questions suggested for us to ask for President Trump if we get an interview in Rapid City in our live broadcast tomorrow. So we'll keep those coming. 701-271-1100 to call us. Text 237-1590. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price, $79.98, and for a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.